Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, we are a world at war. The dramatic warlord is here, and I do speak truth to power. It's a very special show tonight with Jake Lang, who is a political prisoner in Washington, D.C., in the January 6th fiasco at the U.S. Capitol grounds. So glad everyone's here tonight. Our star date of June 13th, 2023 AD. We'll have him on the show here shortly after the monologue. He's got time to talk to us from the Washington, D.C. jail, which we have arranged. We never leave any man, or a woman for that matter, on the battlefield. We will go back and retrieve them. I don't give a damn what the media says for Trump or other pundits in the media or all the other naysayers, ballless, gutless, cowards have to say about it. To remind you, on January 6, 2021, following the apparent defeat of U.S. President Donald J. Trump in the 2020 presidential election, a group of his most loyal and strident supporters descended on the United States Capitol building in Washington, D.C. to protest and to let their voices be heard by the American people. Well, tonight we get a chance to talk to Jake Lang. We are one of the last free speech platforms now in America with a K. We're basically it, and we're proud to be in that role. I believe you have a right to express yourself, America. I believe you have a right to say what's on your mind, in your heart, and to get your story out there, irrespective, regardless of all the obstacles in our path. That's how it should be, and that's how it will be. We all know right now we're living in Weimar America, in Weimar America conditions. We have the Lügenpresse, who tries to muzzle you and demoralize you and tell you fake news every day. I see right through it, as you do too. We have a so-called nation that's being invaded daily, nightly, 24/7 by third world mongrel invaders. You would think that our government could have far more to do with the border and the invasion. But we all know deep down they want to allow millions more in to water down your vote, whatever that's worth, and your power, and your demographics. They'd rather spend millions of dollars of hard-earned taxpayer money, keeping political prisoners, it seems, in jail indefinitely or pending trial. We're not going to go into the legalities too much of the how, why, what, when, where. We know what went down. And tonight we're going to talk about like any other regular radio show. But the difference is on my show, Mr. Lang will have a platform. He will have a chance to speak. We hope he calls in about 30 minutes to talk with you and the American people. I believe this show will make the history books. I believe this show could go viral out there in internet land. But we are glad to be in this position as we broadcast from Valhalla Studios, deep in the mountains of Arizona. We are rogue. We are infamous. We are legendary. And tonight we welcome everyone as we broadcast coast to coast, into Europe, deep into Asia, deep into mighty Russia, while that Ukraine war still rages on. We are your Roman centurions here in the studio. The callers tonight, we'll try to get to you if we have time permitting. But if Mr. Lang wants to speak for 2 hours, we will let him. We will give him his due. To friend and foe alike, this show will humbly stand before the nation, and we will do our best to tell his side of things. We've heard the leftist media tell you that all those people are guilty, and they just Biden just, what did I tell you? They locked them all up and threw away the key. Well, fortunately, you listen to this show, the Von Wehen Show, and I advised every one of my listeners to the nth degree when this was going down and the prelude to it back in the fall of 2020, if you recall, during that election, to not go to Washington, D.C., as I am a wise one, and I just knew something like this was going to happen. Not so much the walk on the Capitol, but I knew that the aftermath was going to get ugly and petty, disruptive to our society. And they were going to grab these people, and they were going to put them in prison, put them in jail. There are allegations of torture, of malnutrition. Again, allegations. We have no proof of anything on this show. It's all hearsay. We will hear from whoever tonight, Mr. Lang in particular, about his version of this event. We will not relent on this show. We are consumed, yes. We are consumed by the truth. And this is always our German-style beer hall tonight, where it's raucous. Hope you have an adult beverage, you're sitting down, you can relax, and you can listen to what he had to say. Now, we all know the leftist Democrats will tell you that, you know, these people had it coming to them, and they are seditious, and they'll even go so far as to say they're traitors, which they're not. It's all leftist psychobabble crap that's on their TV screens, in their media system, and they churn out this garbage to you, Mr. and Mrs. America, daily and weekly. It's garbage. It's what it is. But I like the truth. And I believe when this country communicates and when they express themselves, good, bad, or indifferent, I don't care. I believe it's a better thing for the nation. And I say, let the chips fall where they may. Friend and foe alike, let them fall where they may. We're not here to judge Mr. Lang. We are not a court of public opinion. We are a radio show that believes in the quest for a better nation. Well, again, we welcome you all to church, to our show, and this will be a big one tonight. Just like a Clint Eastwood spaghetti western, we are the man with no name. Love those westerns. Well, though they seek to destroy us, we will become more powerful than they could possibly imagine, as you know. Now, we've cleared this out through Contra Radio. By the way, go to crn.best for some other good shows. It's a great ally, if you will, the Von Wien Show, Contra Radio, where they post all the Von Wien shows, and your comments are going all over the world on that forum as well. So it's out there. It's great. We have cleared this through multiple channels that Mr. Lang has got clearance to speak with us tonight. He will have full reign, and he can give a jailhouse interview from the jailhouse phone, which we don't shirk from. We help out our patriots in need, and we will continue to do that. We won't duck the interview or make excuses why we can't do it. We're here, boots on the ground. We, from a military family, I know the drill, so to speak. So we will help out our fellow soldiers out there. Bottom line is he should have all the clearances. We should be ready to go. He calls in. Just to remind some of our folk out there, you know, it's amazing. It's happened in 2021, right? It's already 2023, so it's been roughly 2.5 years. It's this infamous day of January the 6th, 2021 A.D., my version of it is like this, and some of you may or may not like it, but Donald Trump, as I've told you before, has the ability to galvanize, you know, millions of people, unlike any other Republican on that side of the aisle. Of course, today he was arraigned in Miami, and we'll get to that on our Thursday show more in depth. He's giving a speech tonight in New Jersey, I believe. When he leaves Miami in the Trump jet, I love that Trump jet. So awesome. Majestic bird of the skies. But when Trump went out there to that Stop the Steal political rally, I had people who called the show, hey, should we go? Should we carpool? Should we, get there in 48 hours and drive nonstop and drink Mountain Dew just to be, wired? I go, hell no. Stay put. Stay where you are. You'll be a hell of a lot safer. The place is crawling with feds. It's a setup. And they're going to nab you. They're going to get you. There's cameras everywhere. I've told you. Washington, D.C. is, you could call it the people's capital, but is it really? Is it really America? Or is it a hostile foreign territory? D.C. is incorporated. You should know that by now. Its own little entity within America. And it was legally designated that way many, many decades ago, before any of us were born or gleamed in our father's eye. It was set up that very way. It's a Masonic city. And I told everyone, do not go to this. Now, Trump goes out there. He gives a great speech. Tells everyone to walk and march down to the U.S. Capitol and be happy warriors. Well, you should know, you just should know, when you do that as the acting president of the United States, that people will take you up on it. They will go to the Capitol. They will march down. These are mainly men. Vast majority were military age men on our side. They're not going down there to do a picnic, man, or to sing Kumbaya. You got them all riled up. They all went to D.C. They spent a lot of money to get there, time and effort, gas, hotel, for all the rigmarole, there's personal life and schedules. So they get there, boots on the ground, in front of Trump. He says about face, points them in the military direction of the Capitol, and says, go down there. I may or may not join you, I'm not sure. But the words basically to paraphrase to that effect. I'm not being exact here, I was telling you kind of the shorter cliff note version. They all went down there, and again, they were pissed off. The country was royally pissed off. The nation was very angry. We all felt the election was stolen. We all felt there were all kinds of shenanigans. Allegedly, of course, we have to say that because they'll tell you there's no proof of anything, according to our leftist media. No proof. Von Wien show, did I tell them, screw you, I'll say what I want. The point is that they go down there, and the general who sends them into battle or harm's way wasn't there. He went back to the White House. Now there's scuttlebutt that Trump wanted to be there with his troops, with his loyal supporters. He went back and he watched the melee, big fiasco on TV in the White House. I get it. He didn't answer his text or phone. People went down to the Capitol. They weren't going to leave D.C. without their pound of flesh. His supporters weren't going to go there for a rah-rah rally, peacefully get back in their car after they've already spent, my God, $1,500 probably to get there, at least a grand, food, hotel, lodging, add it up. Travel's freaking expensive. And then leave empty-handed. And go back to Kentucky or Georgia, Florida, Virginia, Michigan, Arizona, wherever. They came from all, I think almost every state was there, represented there on the D.C. grounds. So my point is, if you're the general and you send your men into harm's way and you aren't there, from my objective point of view, that's not a very good general. Now, I say a lot of good things about Trump, but my point there is that if you had no intention of being with your troops, your shock troops, then you don't deserve to win the 2020 election. On that respect alone, if you are the commander-in-chief, if you tell your soldiers to take that hill, take that capital, go up there and do this or that, and you don't do it, well, just saying, You know, a real general would be with his men in battle. Or you don't tell them to go. First rule of military leadership that I was even taught in Air Force Elementary School was you don't tell anyone to do anything unless you are willing to do it yourself. And if you're not willing to do it yourself, then you don't make those orders. They all went down and they got the Capitol Police allowed them in the building. There's video of that. I won't get into the Ashley Babbitt thing, but we all know she was murdered, allegedly. Again, scuttlebutt about that. But the Capitol Police, there's video upon video of them allowing them in. There were feds in the crowd. There were feds everywhere. Feds were encouraging them to take the Capitol. Talk about a gigantic federal psyop. My God, they were just foaming at the mouth, salivating, waiting for these people to come down. Now, I told you guys again that a lot of our military, a lot of our corporate America, a lot of our intelligentsia, all the alphabet agencies in D.C., don't think for a minute that all these people are Republican, right-wing, or conservative, quote-unquote. They're not. A lot are Democrats. A lot are Obama appointees, from our generals to our corporate titans and CEOs. We see that in the woke agenda of corporate America. We see the woke agenda, the Democrat, you know, trans, gay agenda in the military and all the government offices. This is what, these are the people in charge now. It's not even a Ronald Reagan-style bureaucrat or director. They're all Democrat. The vast majority now are, or if they're not, they got to shut their mouth. But the vast majority of your officer corps, of your CEO managers, middle managers, they'll never advertise it, but they're really Democrats. They're really leftists. A lot of them are anti-Trump, anti-Trump supporter, anti-MAGA, if you will. Now, MAGA started out well, and to me, it got hijacked. Many people that call this show were once big-time MAGA supporters in 2016. And over time, they sort of lost their way. And you can't blame them because Trump said one thing in 2016, but he governed differently once he won that election. His playbook was perfect. He won the presidency. And then when he got in office, I hate to say it, like a lot of politicians, they throw the successful playbook in the trash. They take their core base support for granted, and they immediately want a bigger tent. Bigger is better in their eyes. They don't grow the base they've already hammered out. They want to get a bigger tent, be more grandiose in the eyes of the world. As you know, on January 6, 2021, Congress was a meeting to certify the results of the 2020 presidential election, when a group of the Trump supporters, they say, quote-unquote, stormed the U.S. Capitol. You could say that fairly, but most were allowed in. Some stormed in, not all did. Many of them, again, were allowed in by the U.S. Capitol Police. I've seen the video, and it looks pretty legit to me. A lot of interesting things that happened on that day. This will be looked at and analyzed for decades to come. Guarantee that.
Robert Hoover will speak on behalf of Delta House.
I don't think you can fully judge a fraternity without looking at the positive qualities of the people in it.
I think we've heard enough, Mr. Chairman.
I was told I'd have a chance to...
That's enough. The court will now render a decision.
Well, look, you said I could...
He said that's it!
Are you deaf?
Let's finish this damn thing.
I don't think it's fair.
I'll tell you what's fair or what's not.
Mr. President, do we have to listen to any more of this?
Point of parliamentary procedure.
Don't
threw around. They're serious this time.
Take it easy. I'm in pre-law, man.
But you're pre-med.
What's the difference? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be brief. The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests. We did. But you can't hold a whole fraternity responsible for the behavior of a few sick, perverted individuals. For if you do, then shouldn't we blame the whole fraternity system? And if the whole fraternity system is guilty, then isn't this an indictment of our educational institutions in general? I put it to you, Greg. Isn't this an indictment of our entire American society? Well, you can do what you want to us. But we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America. Gentlemen!
You're not walking out of this one, mister. You're finished. No more Delta. You bought it this time, Buster. I'm calling your national office. I'm going to revoke your charter.
When I watch this January 6th thing, it reminds me of that last scene in the movie Animal House. You know, they ride in the streets. You got the military guys, the ROTC guys saying all is well. And they throw marbles on the street and everybody, total mayhem and chaos. It's hilarious. But being incarcerated for 2 or 3 years is not funny at all. And these guys are locked up. Now, if you listen to the official story, they will say that as Congress was meeting to certify the results of the 2020 presidential election, that they stormed the Capitol. They will go on to tell you that as of right now, that 465 of the so-called rioters have pleaded guilty and entered into plea deals. They will then go on to tell you more and more that they had a joint session of the U.S. Congress, which is true. They'll tell you that 5 people died either shortly before, during, or following the event. One was shot by Capitol Police, another died of a drug overdose, and 3 died of natural causes. Many of the people were injured, including 138 police officers that they claim. 4 officers who responded to the attack sadly died by suicide within 7 months. Notable sentences have been given out. They've been giving, for example, in August of last year, Thomas Robertson, that prisoner, was sentenced to 7 years and 3 months in federal prison. The official record of this is that 2,000 to 2,500 people per government statistics entered the Capitol on January 6th, 2021. And they even had these, of course, the Stuart Rhodes being the far right militia leader, founder of the Oath Keepers, was convicted on charges of seditious conspiracy and other alleged crimes. Insurrection is an organized keyword, organized. And usually violent act, a revolt or rebellion against an established government or governing authority of a nation state or other political entity, per its definition, by a group of its citizens or subjects engaging in such revolt. The key word here is organized. This was not organized, what I call a melee of fiasco. It was not in organized insurrection. They went down. The president said to go down to the Capitol grounds. He did not say to storm the gates. He did not tell them to revolt. He did not tell them to brandish weapons. He did not tell them to kill anybody, maim, or harm anybody. He simply said, go down to the Capitol while they're in the joint session and make your voices heard. In other words, calling my show, go and express yourself. That's all you have to do. And then he said, go home peacefully. Go home peacefully. Under no recollection or media or any kind, there's no evidence to suggest at all that Trump ordered were secretly ordered and to go down to do anything. So it's not really an insurrection, now is it? People will say, well, is insurrection and treason the same thing? No. Sedition and insurrection are quite distinct from treason, which is a violation of a citizen's allegiance to the United States by betrayal. Think of General Benedict Arnold in the Revolutionary War, or aiding the country's enemies. None of the protesters did that on January the 6th. The Constitution, Article 3, is quite clear on what treason involves. Section 3 of the 14th Amendment prohibits anyone who has previously taken an oath of office, like your senators, reps, other public officials, from holding any public office if they have engaged in legal insurrection or rebellion against the United States. So, these protesters were not engaged in insurrection. They were not engaged in an open rebellion. They were not betraying the United States. It was not organized. And it's barely meets the threshold of sedition. And so, therefore, it is not seditious treason. They're throwing the book at these guys, obviously, with the government. Put simply, the seditious conspiracy is when a group of people plot. Again, key words here, plot to overthrow the government or use force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States. The section which became the focus of the Oath Keepers trial. I should have been the lawyer for that. There is no plot. They went to a Trump rally, a political rally in D.C. There was no overt plot. Now, individuals can do what individuals have always done. There was no plot from the White House. There may have been text messages, memos. Sure, they knew some people were coming. Sure, any half brain dead political attaché of the Oval Office will surely know that some people are coming there armed, of course. They also are coming armed because they're going to a hostile environment. They don't trust the D.C. cops or police or things of that nature. And they also know that there were a lot of crazed leftists that were there, militant Democrats, who on social media said they wanted to fight them. They wanted to attack them in the streets the minute they landed. So they didn't know what was going to happen. So for their own self-protection, yeah, many brought guns. But that's your right, Second Amendment. That's your right, your express right. So what they've done since then, they've put them in jail, rounded them up. Biggest FBI dragnet in American history. Rounded up all these people with their face recognition software. And they prevented them from conducting media interviews while in pretrial detention. And so some of these guys have been given, I guess, citations from what I've heard to the grapevine of notice of media violations for whatever purpose. And so that's going on at the same time because they want to muzzle these guys. They don't want them to say anything to you. They don't want them to call in. They don't want them to tell you their version of anything. Well, tonight we hope that he calls in. We will get back to the show here and crank it up. We might take a call or two while we're waiting for him to call in. Right now I don't see where he's called the studio board. But that may change here momentarily. Stay tuned. You've reached the Von Wehen Show. Oh, yes. Well, this show is dedicated to all the January 6th political prisoners. They're incarcerated in the entity of Washington, D.C. Mr. Lang, in prior interviews, and we will go over that now, I did find some information that he said once, this is a constitutional issue at its very core. He went on to say a real human being is being silenced in America like never before. And Mr. Lang was arrested 10 days after the January 6th attack and melee on the Capitol, of course, the alleged attack, in quotes. And he's being held in pretrial detention without bail, they say, at the Alexandria Detention Center. Now, we don't know exactly which jail he's at tonight. We don't know. We hope he calls in. He was given the information by Contra Radio, so we hope that and he confirmed it. Everything's been confirmed, so we're simply waiting for him to call in to the show. And if he's out there, call in now, Jake. Call in now. Dedicated the entire show and the evening tonight to you and your story and those of your compadres. Again, on my show, we don't leave any soldiers on the battlefield. This detention center is a jail operated by the Alexandria Sheriff that houses federal inmates through a contract, I believe, with the U.S. Marshals Service. Basically, sometimes they restrict their phone privileges and definitely their in-person visitation privileges with family, media, and friends. So because we're not going to the jail, they were given a waiver from my information to talk to us on the phone, which we're hoping works out tonight. Again, we put this up in the last week, so many of you were given text messages and emails that we're hoping to have them on. He has told us he's got all the required approvals, and he's been interviewed by the Epoch Times, Contra Radio, a few newspapers, and he's been interviewed before. So we're not the first, except this is a very exclusive interview for the Von Wien Show. We are not the first people to talk with him, which is good because I'm glad that he has been out there in other media outlets talking to, you know, radio, TV, and print to get his information out. And basically, the officials at the jail, which we have not spoken to directly from my studio whatsoever, we are working through a third party, Contra Radio. Mr. Lang, fortunately, is facing charges ranging from civil disorder to assault, resisting or impeding officers during the Capitol riot. He's been outspoken, as he should be, as is his American right, about the treatment of himself and others in jail that are detained in connection with the Capitol riot. Mr. Lang also wrote to Alexandria, Virginia's mayor and the city council detailing the deplorable and subhuman conditions at the detention facility. His words, not mine. I believe he's right, but I want to give credit where credit is due. He also wrote, I've been discriminated against severely. Keywords, severely, because of my political affiliations, he wrote in a handwritten letter. He says, he went on to write that because I am a conservative Republican, I have been especially singled out and subjected to horrendous treatment, his own words. For his words. In the letter, Mr. Lang said that he has been held in solitary confinement for 22 hours per day for more than 70 days, having no documented disciplinary infractions and qualifying for placement in the general prison population. Mr. Lang went on to say, I have been informed by the chief deputy sheriff that because of my political affiliations, I have to remain in solitary confinement, he wrote. Now, this is what he says. Again, these are all allegations. We have no evidence of it whatsoever. Mr. Legg goes on to say that he is forced to eat meals on the floor, allegedly. He also says the light in his room remains on 24 hours per day, which he says causes sleep deprivation. Well, we all know sleep deprivation is a form of torture. Of course, that's per military standards. Mr. Lang went on to say that he's been deprived of access to legal research, recreation-type facilities, and even spiritual and religious services. He also said he has been refused health care services numerous times and had hundreds of pieces of his mail rejected. Wow. He signed the letter, political prisoner of the Biden regime. Now that letter that I just read you was printed in the Washington Times and many other. It's online if you want to read it again. Google letter written by Mr. Lang, Mr. Jake Lang. While in prison, Mr. Lang also co-produced and narrated The Truth About January the 6th, the documentary that is billed as the full story of the events leading up to January 6th beyond the censored lens of mainstream media. According to Mr. Lang, it is the raw and uncut truth of January the 6th, where he narrates it, which he recorded over the phone from his detention facility. I'd love to see that. I got to see that movie now. Got to find it, locate it, play it. Mr. Lang goes on to say, the day when free men and women stood unarmed against tyranny, who were later brutalized, beat down, and even murdered on the steps of our own U.S. Capitol. The patriotic event of the century, where brave Americans came together to defend the Constitution and free and fair elections. Do we have free and fair elections in this country? Really? With all the electronic voting machines? They can press a button halfway around the world and take off 100,000 votes for Trump, the greatest of ease, if they wanted to, and they wanted to. And look what we're stuck with. Joe Biden, installed president. I will never believe, and I've always said nobody will ever, ever convince me that Joe Biden got 85 million frickin' votes. No way. Or that he won the presidency fair and square. I'll never be convinced of that. Sorry. Sorry, Lugenpresse. Mr. Lang went on to say that the restrictions on his access to media are a violation of his First Amendment rights. He is correct on that point. He goes and writes, it's un-American what's happening to me, and the American people should be outraged at the core. This is not, he says, a partisan issue. I agree. I hate both parties right now with a venom and fervor. They both suck. I'm not partisan at all. I'm an American patriot, nationalist. My party hasn't even rose out of the ashes yet, but it will. Schlang also compared a situation to the media attention showered on the January House Committee. Remember that kangaroo court up there? They were sucking up that daytime TV ratings and coverage. God, so bogus. He said they get full access to every single media station in the entire country. But I'm just little Jake here, sitting in solitary confinement, trying to get bits and pieces of what the hell happened. My testimony of January the 6th and the entire power how the United States government is raining down on me every day trying to silence me, trying to muzzle me, keep me quiet. Unbelievable. Just a tragedy on many, many fronts. You know, this is definitely a time when, you know, either walk the walk and talk the talk, right? Well, on my show, we mean what we say. Now, Contra Radio, they earlier reached out to me, and they asked, after their interview with Jay Kaleng, they asked me to have on my show. I said, by all means. I just want to make sure he has the clearance, which he's got, and we'll put him on the show. We will put him on front and center. The floor is his when he calls in. Mr. Lang, if you're out there, call the show at 563-999-3437. We'll be more than happy to get you on the air. Can't wait to hear what you've got to say. And there's hundreds like him. Remember the big dragnet? FBI agents going into offices and just grabbing people, arresting them, knocking on doors, grabbing fathers and mothers away from screaming kids. They had a media blackout for most of those, but some made it to social media, were filmed. It's amazing. We can do all that with January the 6th, all that muscle, federal muscle, and men in dark suits and dark shades knocking on your door. We can't support a million people. We can't go door to door in the barrio or the ghetto and deport people who don't even belong to be here. We have no right to be here. We have no guts, it seems like, and no money and no funding and no federal agents to patrol the border, to patrol the ports, the airport, for stowaways, for tunnels under our border. We have no one for that, because that money has been earmarked for Ukraine, or it's been earmarked for all the trials and all the expense for the January 6th defendants. That's where that money is going. But boy, I tell you, when the federal government, when they have a left-wing agenda, when they want to march people out, get them arrested, tackle them in their front yard, boy, they can do it, can't they? They got the money for that. They'll pull the money out of their ass for that every time.
This just in, we can now call the 2024 presidential race for Joe Biden. This morning, an emboldened China invades Taiwan.
Financial markets are in free fall as 500 regional banks have shuttered their doors.
Border agents were overrun by a surge of 80,000 illegals yesterday evening.
Officials closed the city of San Francisco this morning, citing the escalating crime and fentanyl crisis.
Who's in charge here?
It feels like the train is coming off the tracks.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. It's just amazing to me that we allow this to happen in our nation, our so-called nation, which is right now we have so many corrupt leaders up there. Where do you begin? They're all bought and paid for. And on our Thursday show, we'll get into more of the Trump arraignment, all that. That's all smoke and mirrors, too. It's all window dressing. They're trying to throw 37 to 38 counts against Trump, hoping a few of them stick. They're trying to prevent him from winning the presidency. Not to say Trump is the greatest thing since sliced bread. He's not. I like the guy, but he was not a perfect president. Now, prior to this so-called insurrection, January the 6th, Trump campaigned hard in 2016. Man, everybody was wearing the MAGA hat. He had the country taken by storm. Barnstorming in the Trump jet. The white European working class came out of the woodwork to vote for Trump. They haven't heard anybody like Trump since the Reagan days. And they even said that on the news, some of the older farmers, ranchers. So I first voted for Reagan in 1980, as many of them would say. And now I have not voted for anybody until Trump. Now the young people voted for Trump, inspired by him, make America great again, right? And he threw it all away. Trump is his own worst enemy. You know, he's probably spent too many years in the penthouse suites in New York, not enough years rolling up his sleeves with the American rank and file on Main Street, USA. I get it. You're a billionaire. No one's expecting you to milk cows or, you know, anything crazy. Or Bell Hay out there with the boys on the tractor. Though that would be a great photo op for a future political commercial where Trump's ranching horses or cows, digging ditches. Well, you know, Reagan used to go out there and chop wood on a Santa Barbara ranch and ride horses. Man, that's the life. So that generation, they have lived like a Roman governor in their provincial clothing, their land grant, their ranch, their farm. Trump would have been better served by leaving New York more often and getting out there with the people. Don't go to rallies and say the same broken down things every time. You know, low black unemployment, hooray for Israel. What's his other theme? They're out to get me. Well, they are out to get you. But getting back to the arraignment today, while we're waiting for Jake Lang to call in, I don't see his call yet on our studio board, so I'll just keep rapping here with you. Trump could have avoided this arraignment. He was asked, facts are stubborn things. Trump was asked on multiple occasions to give up those documents to, you know, they did warn him. He would send letters, emissaries. He was notified several times that you're in violation of the law and to give those things up. There are photographs of boxes of those documents in his bathroom at Mar-a-Lago, in a storage room. Now, we all know that Biden is way more guilty. Biden had, my God, classified documents everywhere. But when you're a Republican, I always say it's a double standard. So what the Democrats can do is not always what you can do. So, yes, they can flaunt the law and get away with it because the media is Democrat and they're Democrats and they protect their own. If you're a Republican like Trump, you have a higher degree, a higher threshold to meet. You're not going to be given the same deference as a Democrat. Yes, Hillary, Obama, and Biden all still do have classified documents. No one raided their home. But what's the common denominator? They were all Democrat. Big leftist Democrats. And their donors don't want to see them get in trouble. Trump's a Republican. He is fair game to the U.S. Justice Department, the FBI, all other outfit agencies, who, by the way, have got many, many agents that are Democrats now in the rank and file. That's been proven, the Peter Strzok story, if you recall, where they were texting other FBI agents, we're going to get this guy, we're going to bring him down, we don't like him. All deep state activity. And much of it's never seen the light of day, but hopefully someday it will. My point is, when you're a Republican, hate to say it, if you flaunt the law, they're going to throw the book at you. They're going to make you pay. Because remember, there's two sets of rules in America. One for the Democrats that can shoplift at will. They can riot in American cities. They can torch buildings. They can commit arson. Break all kinds of federal crimes. But if the Republicans or people on the right went to march in D.C. with signs or banners or say have slogans like make America great again or reclaim America, they chastise you. They throw the book at you. They want to dox you. This is the country that we live in. The Democrats get a free pass. Republicans do not. So I would advise the president, give up those documents. I know you want to show them to your friends and parties. There was absolutely no espionage in any of this. No treason. He just wanted to feel important. It's the trappings of the office. Like Trump once said, I wrote many of those documents. I'd like to keep them. They're part of my personal archives. Well, the government does not view them as part of your personal archives, Mr. Trump. Hate to say it. Yeah, it's true. It sucks. Obama's kept thousands of his. Hillary has her hidden in her deep basement bunker. Biden had his in all kinds of storage lockers, it seems like, on the eastern seaboard. It's probably more they'll find in other parking garages or wherever he's got them stashed. But you're different. You're a Trump. You're an icon. You're a big target. You have Mar-a-Lago, the Florida White House, and you had them there, and they raided the place. The rest is history, but a lot of that could have been avoided. Now, Trump may have wanted to egg them on and push their buttons. Well, I would say you succeeded, Mr. President, in pushing their buttons. Congratulations. Your home has been raided, and now you've been arraigned and now indicted twice. And the fallout's still coming, man. So if I was Trump's advisor tonight, if you're listening, advise him to be very careful what he does in the future, because this is going to be really, really tough to get out of. And Democrats are so crazy in our court system. They're talking espionage. They're talking, you know, death penalty today. Crazy stuff. Crazy. Well, I believe if they put Trump in prison, or if they did anything crazy, like they convicted him under some kind of a weird Democrat death penalty, I think you would see people finally rise up. I think you would see something happen. I'm not saying it would be system-wide, but you'd see something. Whether or not it would be enough is anyone's guess, but you know, Trump has just he's the perfect guy that the left loves to hate. He's white, European. Yes, his daughter married a Jew, Jared. He is pro-Israel. He has done things that have kind of infuriated his base. He's a businessman, a very successful one. You don't have to have a perfect record in business to be successful in business. They always say, well, Trump filed bankruptcy a few times. Who the hell cares? Who cares? Nobody cares. We have bigger fish to fry in this country. I always tell folks, do you own Mar-a-Lago? No, I didn't think so. So shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. If you own it, or if you can buy it, then you might have a leg to stand on. Do you own the Trump jet? No, I didn't think so. He's done well. In America, he's done very, very well. To his credit, Trump galvanized the American people, and basically he was hated for it. They don't want you galvanized, if you've noticed, in America. They don't want you woken up. Trump helped to start the process, at least, of waking you up. And for that, he will forever be scourged by the leftist mob. They're the violent ones. They're the crazy ones. They're the ones that are trying to run this country in the ground. We'll try to get Jake Ling on the phone here. We will make a few calls. Please hold. We hope to get him on very soon.
What's your heart? now, I will be harvesting my crops.
Imagine where you will be, and it will be so. Hold the line. Stay with me. If you find yourself alone, riding in green fields with the sun on your face, do not be troubled. For you are in Elysium, and you're already dead! Brothers, what we do in life echoes in eternity.
Good stuff, good stuff. Well, we reached out again to our friends to hopefully get him on the line. While we're doing that, let's take a call here from Paul the Gladiator to talk about January the 6th. And we also want to welcome Get Rich, Get Out in the chat room tonight from New York, the worst state in the United States. And we know it's bad there. Get Rich, Get Out. Let's get Paul on the line. While we're waiting for Mr. Lang, we hope he can make it tonight. That's why I put out that disclaimer early on that we weren't sure if he was going to make a jailhouse interview. We hope he can. That's why we're here. Gladiator, welcome to the show. Are you there?
Yeah, man. Hey, what's going on?
Hey. Well, we're waiting here for Mr. Jake Lang to come on. I've reached out to two contacts here, and no one is responding. So we can't say that we didn't set it up for them, you know?
it's 11 o'clock on the East Coast now. I wonder if it just got too late for the jail to authorize a phone call, you know?
Yeah, that's probably what happened. I will tell them that Jake Lane can call, as I said before, anytime during the show on Thursday, just call. I've got his prefix, so if I see it, I'll just stop what I'm doing and put him on the line to get him out there, you know. But, he's probably back.
It's probably the only Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia area code that would call into the show because they're all mostly Democrats anyways.
Exactly. Yeah, they're all Democrats there.
I want to at least say one thing that I heard in tonight's speech. Happy birthday to former President Donald J. Trump. Today is his birthday, and he was like, "Yeah, what a birthday!" they had to arrange me on my birthday. That was definitely
on the
done
ominous
on
day. Oh, of course, right. Of course, exactly. It's either Democrats love you to be miserable, and his birthday is also the 13th, that ominous date, right? So June 13th, he was arraigned. It's also his birthday. Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah,
that's how they roll.
Yeah. And, I was thinking about, all the people that went into Washington, D.C. that day. You know, when I lived in Connecticut and Massachusetts and New York, I would take Amtrak. I would go into Maryland, into Annapolis, into D.C. a lot. And I always noticed, even back in the day, the old style, big white cameras that were everywhere, on every corner of every building. And so I'm sure that there's a lot of people who were just walking around the grounds and not even in the crowd that was on the steps. And they got probably subpoenaed and arrested and, you know, hey, you were there. I mean, we got you on camera. You were within the D.C. city limits. And I'm sure a lot of people unknowingly even got arrested, ticketed, something, right?
Right.
So, and you've said it before, and I agree, if you're a Republican and you're a registered Republican, do not enter the city of Washington, D.C. unless you are an elected official, House of Representatives or Senator, because they're going to have you on camera. They're going to do facial recognition to your license, and they're going to arrest you, period.
That's it. Right.
They're in charge
That's
of
right.
the White House and the DOJ. They got you. Don't enter the city
That's
limits
right.
anymore. You know, it's pretty bad when we can't even visit our own capital because of our political affiliation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
those
and by
cameras
the way,
are everywhere. Yeah.
And by the way, if you're a Catholic, don't go to Washington, D.C. either.
Right. Yeah. Well, there are guys that still go up there. I see these crazy stories on Yahoo and Gab and elsewhere. You know, a couple of guys go up there with their pickup truck and their gun rack in pure view. Drive around like, this is my nation's capital. I'm in America. Right? Like Gunslinger would say, I'm trying to mimic Gunslinger's voice here. But they get pulled over. They go, well, they cry about it. I'm going, guys, come on, Earth the Patriot. You're driving
right.
in hostile territory with a gun rack. A Johnny Rebel Confederate flag is somewhere, or a sticker,
right.
I guarantee it, on that truck. You're out of state plates. Right away, they think you're two young MAGA white guys, and we're going to F with you if we're the African-American Washington, D.C. police. We got now,
hey,
we have the badge, we are the president, and we have the guns. See, that's how it works.
It's like going over to Poland, buying a truck, a pickup truck, hanging an American flag on one side, a Ukrainian flag on the other, and driving over into the Russian border, crossing over, and daring the Russian government to arrest you. That's exactly what it is. Exactly what it is, going into Washington, D.C. as a Republican with an American flag or a Confederate flag.
Absolutely.
Or a Trump flag. You name it. If you have a don't tread on me flag, they're going to pull you over.
My, you're a terrorist. You're a
terrorist.
You have that one, the Gadsden flag. You're a domestic terrorist. Lock him up. Throw away the key. Book him, Dano. No questions asked.
Yep.
And this is what's going on because they have full power. No one's challenging them.
Right.
And nobody can question anything.
But, hey, stand on your principles, drive in there like that, and face the consequences. I mean, it's just stupidity. Drive anywhere else.
Right.
That's not even a state. Go to one of the 50 states and drive around. You won't get arrested. You go to the 51st area called the District of Columbia, not a state.
That's right.
Governmental powers. Don't go in that forsaken hellhole. It's the highest crime in the country anyways. I don't know why you would even want to drive in there. Crime is up 942% because the police
department
don't arrest anybody. They don't arrest murderers, rapists, theft, thieves. They don't arrest anybody. And by the way, if you're a thief, if you're a rapist, if you're a murderer, please move to Washington, D.C. Please, we're begging you. We're begging
you. That's right.
We'll put a fund together at the Von Wehunt Show. We'll pay for your rental truck to land in Washington, D.C. We'll pay for the truck to land you there.
Exactly. I have told guys before, Paul, this now, I think outside the box as you do. It's kept me alive many, many times. If you're a patriot, you look, guys, I've told you before, as in Rome, do as the Romans do. Now, I'm being a jokester here. I'm not being totally serious with you, I will admit. But you should bring the gay flag. If you bring the gay flag to D.C., they're not going to mess with you. So you're hardcore patriot all the way in. You get to D.C. in front of the West. Put out that gay. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Don't buy the gay flag. My point is that's how that district runs. It's gay, fag, and NutraSweet. Okay. If you're a queer, if you're a minority, if you're a Democrat, you're in like Flynn. We love you. Come on in. But here's the red carpet treatment. You want some cash? Here's some EBT cards. You want a party? We'll throw you a party. That's how they act. But God forbid you go in there with a MAGA hat, you know, a Trump sticker, don't tread on me sticker, a gun rack. You know, you aren't driving a Prius or maybe a Subaru, which are like Democrat cars. Subaru, kind of, sort of. But definitely the Prius. Or, you know, my thing is, a lot of you guys are at, you're like Trump. You're a leader. You're asking for trouble. Don't ask for trouble.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah, cool.
Because you will, in this world now, they will dole it out to you. They will give you trouble. So, no, don't buy a gay flag. I'm just kidding there. That's just my warped sense of humor.
Here's what it's called. It's called fundamental avoidance. Okay? You fundamentally avoid those that have any power over you personally. If they have any confrontation that they want to create with you, you fundamentally avoid that. So Washington, D.C. is a fundamental avoidance center right now because the Democrats hold the power.
Yes, exactly. I went to D.C. Twice. I've been there three times, actually, in my life. In the early 90s, I went there. I had a hotel gig there, and I went there, and I toured D.C. for about a week and a half, about 10 days. And I went in the Washington Monument, Smithsonian. I walked around the Capitol. I was, you know, that's when America was still pretty much America, though we were morphing into something different. But you could go there and walk around, and there was all kinds of people. I had no problem at all. I rode the metro in from Alexandria. Went in there, had a good time. I remember passing Senator John Glenn, who's now deceased, in the – I was in the basement of the Senate just walking around freely. I was – you know, it's the inherent Boy Scout, Eagle Scout in me. I want to explore. So I went into the Senate chamber, found a door, got – I don't know how I got into the basement, but I got in there. And there was media, congressmen, and senators. I don't even know how I got in there. I just threw it out of way down, went down these steps. Nobody questioned me. Here I am. I'm walking around the catacombs of the U.S. Capitol. Hilarious. Remember seeing John Glenn and Ted Kennedy. It was pretty interesting back in the day. And I went there again in 2000 with my girlfriend at the time when Bush won. And that entire election was, you know, the Bush-Gore election was very tumultuous. Remember the hanging chads, Paul?
Yeah, well, 2000 really started the massive divide between red and blue in America. That election did it. Yeah.
It did.
The fact that it went to the Supreme Court over a hanging chad was the dividing line, and the line has been separating ever since, truthfully. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because right after that, you know, 9/11, and then every conspiracy theory on planet Earth came out. There was a conspiracy theorist from Venus who actually had the best conspiracy theory about 9/11, because they said, you know, from Venus, we saw the two planes. Like, I mean, the conspiracy crap that came out of that was just bizarro world. And that's what created the divide even further, right? When that fat movie maker, the far left George Soros movie maker dude, I forget his name, when he came out with his 9/11 conspiracy movie, that was it. Like, that really perpetuated the snowballs on both sides of the mountain. And, you know, and that gets us to this modern day where we have a guy like Jake who is unfortunately sitting in jail, having all of his U.S. citizen rights being rejected and torn up right in his face every single day for being on the Capitol grounds, standing there holding a Trump flag.
How dare you? How dare you
enter our sacred city? Our sacred city, it's a city now based upon population. It's no longer a district, but in our sacred city, you entered Emerald City, and the Wizard of Oz is keeping you captive now. And, you know, that would have never happened when we grew up in the 70s and 80s. Ronald Reagan would have been the man before he left office, if that ever happened at the end of his second term, or any part of his term, he would have pardoned every single one of them within 30 seconds.
That's right. That's right.
Pardon them all. Let them all loose. Let them home. They're free. How dare you even put cuffs on these people?
That's
they
right.
Were
and this is
what they were exercising their civil liberty of support or protest. Support or protest or both at the same time, supporting the current elected official and opposing, right, rejecting and stating that they don't agree with these political decisions that were happening that day. So exercising protesting rights and exercising civil liberty of support rights. And I'm amazed. I mean, you know, I was going to be a lawyer, and, you know, I ended up losing my six-year scholarship because the dean of my first university died, but and ended up with finance and accounting degrees. But I just made the whole case for everybody that's in jail right now. And I can't believe there's not one of these people that are being held in jail against their will, against the law and citizenship of the United States. whose lawyer has not just touted what I just said and gotten their people free. I mean, it's just bizarre. I can't believe only one guy, right? The Jake, the shaman from here in Phoenix, got let go from the Tucker Carlson videotapes. And he's got 11,000 hours of video because he got every single camera view all at once. And not one of the person has been let out from those videotapes. And the leader of the Proud Boys got 18 years as a sentence in jail. And the woman who was the second in charge of the Proud Boys got 7 to 8 years in jail. I mean, who are these attorneys and lawyers? How do they not fight for these people? I could probably go to the bar exam next week and then go to Washington, D.C. and at least get 40 people out. Like, this is bizarre, guys. Come on.
Yeah, you know? They're all bought and paid for. They're bought and paid for. They're terrible attorneys.
Here's what people don't realize about our lives here on planet Earth. What we do within our lifetime will echo throughout eternity. Remember that. What we do within our lifetime, every single day that you're on track on a goal that you're fighting for, whether you're fighting for yourself or for somebody else, everything we do every single day in our lifetime will echo throughout eternity when we're gone.
That's right.
So if you're not fighting for yourself or someone else in the right manner with 100% commitment, 141% commitment, then just get out of the game. Get aside. Move aside. Let us continue to fight. But if you're not going to represent those people correctly, then get out of the way and let them get another attorney who will fight.
That's right. That's a great line from Gladiator, which we have on this show. You know, it is. Everything we do, it does echo in eternity. And the bottom line is that Jake Lang will put it out there. You are welcome to call the show at your convenience this Thursday night. We hope you can make it. If not, feel free to contact Contra. Give an audio recording. We'll play it on my show on Thursday or in the future. So we'll probably have to do it like that, where he sends an audio to Contra Radio, and they send me the audio, then I can download it to the studio board, and then we can play what his thoughts are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you're right, Paul. It's an amazing time in America with a K. You know, we're no longer that shining city on a hill that Reagan talked about. It's obvious. We have always known the Democrats play dirty. We have always known this. And it's only going to get worse, folks. It's not going to get any better. Why would they want to give up now? They've got the Republicans on the run. They've got you locked up. And thank God that none of my listeners went to that Stop the Steal rally.
Right.
I had a lot of inquiries about it. None of us are in jail. None of my people are in that jail tonight. Thank God.
Yeah, here's another way to look at what's going on, even today, right? So you're right. They're not going to give up, and here's why. Why would Joe Biden and Merrick Garland give up and the FBI, why would they give up at this point when they hold the strings? So when they're holding the strings and everybody's saying, but it's a dual justice system, and they're like, yeah, go screw yourself. It is a dual justice system, and we're in control of that system, so go screw. We're going to keep locking the screws down, not only these people in D.C. We're going to keep indicting Donald Trump because we have the power to do so, and you claiming that it's a dual justice system is not going to fucking stop us.
That's right.
So I don't know why everybody's claiming it's a dual justice system. It's not fair. Joe Biden has documents underneath his corset, and Pence has documents in his home library, and I mean, who gives a shit?
They're all guilty as charged.
But
right.
The whole thing is, they're not going to stop going after the Republicans because they hold the damn strings. They're never going to indict Joe Biden, not even for Hunter or China or Ukraine or documents or anything.
No.
So
it's never
going to
happen.
But Joe
That's
Biden
right.
was a senator. Joe Biden was a senator and a vice president when he took the documents. So what?
Totally agree. I'm going to write a book. My next book is going to be called Things That Will Never Happen in America. And that's going to be the premise of the book. All these people, you're right, I see them on Gab, I see them on the internet, I see them on Twitter, and they go, like you were saying, they whine and cry, and but I thought America had a two-tier justice. I thought we had, you know, checks and balances and blah, blah, blah. I'm going, where have you people been? How naive can you be? This show, if any, should lift the veil over your eyes and show you what's really going on.
Here's the thing about checks and balances. You see, most people can't balance the checkbook, and most people think if they still have checks, then they must have money in the account.
That's right.
That's their checks and balances, okay? But I still got a check left. I have one check left. Don't I have money in there if I have a check left?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's unbelievable.
God,
that's
so true, man. Unbelievable. Paul, thank you so much for calling the Von Wien Show. We'll talk to you on Thursday night again.
You got it, man.
And it'll be a blast, man. Thanks a lot. Have a great night. You bet. Bye-bye. Yeah, I went to Paul's Scottsdale Horse Ranch over the weekend. Beautiful horses. Oh, my God. He's done great things for that Scottsdale Ranch. I love seeing my horse Coco and the new filly. Just kidding. I wish they were my horses. Beautiful, man. It's like get out there in the country, up there in North Scottsdale by Cave Creek, a little bit cooler. Just beautiful, beautiful animals. See, that's what they want you to do. They don't want you to have a ranch, America, like a Paul's got, or a farm, or to be self-sufficient. They want you to go into what's called smart cities and have 5G or 6G or 10G radiate down upon you, give you cancer at age 35 so you'll die. They want you to work until you retire, and then ideally their futuristic Chinese concept is to have you die one day after you have one day of retirement. So you retire, next day you're dead. So they never have to pay you any retirement, any Medicare, any anything. That's their goal. And they're trying to engineer people to be like robots. Doesn't our government, which is corrupt as hell, always tell you that China is the model? Corporate America tells you China is the model as well. Now, Lincoln had some good points in our chat room, which I will reiterate here on the show. He said, let's face it that when 90% of the Republican politicians label these people like Jake Lang as insurrectionists and terrorists, don't forget that. The Rhino Republican Party. And Lindsey Graham was out there in front of the cameras calling them insurrectionists, domestic terrorists. We got to drain the swamp. They'll say in the same breath. Look, the Republicans are not your friends anymore. Hate to say it. I always told people asked me in 2016 about Trump, and I said, look, if Trump, I told them all in a very sober tone, we have one last chance to right this ship, and this is it, before civil unrest or civil war. If Trump cannot right the ship, and if he gets derailed, if he gets thrown out of office, we know they're going to come at him with knives and forks and everything else, all kinds of trickery and fuckery. You heard me in D.C. That's exactly what they did. Russia collusion stories, crap like that. And his own party fought him. His own party. This is why people are tired of giving money to the Republicrats. All they do is they call you up on these robocalls and ask for more and more and more money. What are we getting for our investment? Have they made their decision for Christ? For God's sake. All we do, we get nothing out here in Main Street. We give, we give, we give. We vote, we vote, we vote. And what happens? Nothing. Nada. Zilch. We get no laws passed in our favor. We get no borders that we can rely on. We have a justice system where people like Jake Ling are incarcerated and they throw away the key. He's in, according to his letter, which I read, he's in solitary confinement, or he was back in that time frame, 22 hours per day. How would you like to be in a 10x10 or a 5x8 square cell, size of a large walk-in closet probably, for 22 hours a day with no sunlight? And your food's on the floor when they throw it into your cell. You got to scrape it off a cell where people have defecated on that. You know it's up and cleaned. Urinated on it. You got to eat that food to live. Terrible. Horrendous conditions, as he said. I haven't been there. I don't know. We're going by what he's telling us. It's hearsay, but it is what it is. It's probably 100% true. Thing is this is where we're at. And I've told you before, the Uniparty in D.C. is it's what they are. And this is why they're begging for people to donate. They're begging for people to help out. Since Trump didn't make it, and I tell people he did not, I told you Trump would win in 2016. He would lose in 2020. People blew up my phones. How do you know? No. Vaughn, you're wrong. Trump's going to win. He's got it. He's got it in the bag. Trust me. He's going to win. Well, I said he may win technically, but at the end of the night, he'll lose. In other words, he might have won 2020, but he's not in the Oval Office, is he? He's not called the president, is he? Because the Democrats told you time and time again, we will not allow that man to have a second term. I heard that emphatically. They seem to know something. They seem to have trickery and all kinds of political chicanery and fuckery up their sleeve. And they told you he's not going to win a second term. And I take my enemy at their word. And when they said that repeatedly, I knew something was up. They had it already in the bag with their electronic voting machines from various companies who will go nameless. They had it all planned out. And they said, once Trump is gone, then we will harass him until the day he dies. We will harass him and his family. Now, you've noticed his sons also were threatened with incarceration. His sons have been very quiet, like a church mouse. You haven't heard a peep out of those two, have you, for a few months? Yeah, they've been told, you speak up. They won't even let them defend their own father, or very, very little airtime is given to that. I've searched for their comments. Hard to find. So that's one more little caveat to this. They're trying to get the Trump family. They never want a family like that that is, let's just say, right of center. Not saying he's right wing. He's right of center and on most things. They don't want a self-made family like that who made their fortune in New York. Yeah, Trump had $1 million from his father to get started. And who couldn't have made that into $1 billion back in those days? But the guy was smart. He didn't squander the money. He did inherit it. But they will not allow a family like that that's not been anointed by the leftist media, by the intelligentsia, by the UN, by the RINO, and Democrats in our Senate and Congress to ever, ever, ever win again. Trump, Reagan before him, they said they never wanted Reagan to run again, and they've made clear on that. They tried to kill him, and they will never let a Trump rise again in the country. What you're going to see in your politics, hate to say it, is more mundane, lukewarm, leftist media-approved Republican candidates who are safe, who know their place, who are quiet. Like John McCain used to say, we are the loyal opposition. Remember him saying that? We are the loyal opposition. In other words, we have no desire to dominate the scene. We have no desire to govern. We are the loyal opposition. And we stand on our principles, right? As he's got his soapbox, he's to roll my eyes. It's just such a cringeworthy moment. But they would do that all the time. And I noticed the theme in the Republican Party going back to George W. Bush and even before in the 90s, that all these guys just wanted the paycheck. They wanted the bribery money. They wanted the donations. They wanted the glitz, the glamour, the trappings of office, but they don't really want to go to bat for you on Main Street USA. They have no desire to govern. They like being the losing party. I keep telling Republicans, they like it. When John McCain and when Mitt Romney lost the presidency to Obama, they liked it. They smiled. They were like almost relieved it was over. Great, I got the nomination. Now my family will go down in history that we had the Republican nomination. I'll do some commercials, make a few million bucks. Obama is the president. We'll let the Democrats run the country. And that's pretty much been the methodology of the Republicrats for the last 30 years. We'll let the Democrats run the country. We may control some local school boards, local governorships, things like that, some state houses. But really and truly, there are the rhinos and the R party have no desire, no real desire to govern, do they? They like the drama of politics. They like the show and tell of it. They love the grandstand from the media, act how tough they are to Russia. Like Lindsey Graham last week saying, I want to kill more Russians out there on the Ukrainian front, talking to Zelensky. Would have been really funny, I thought, if Putin lobbed a missile right there at that hotel where they were at. Not that I ever wanted that, don't get me wrong, but I thought that would be karma right now. In other words, we fly out all over the world saying how great it is if we kill Russians. Look, we don't want a nuclear war with Russia. Killing Russians should not be our main focus. Our main focus should be making America great again, like Trump said. Should not be killing Iranians, killing Russians, killing Chinese. Those things may happen, but we're having a lot of problems around the world because of our terrible leaders. I've always said a third or fourth party need to arise in America. And there are many people that say that these parties need to go the way of the dinosaur. They need to crash and burn and become extinct and let new parties form. If they Trump is, we're watching it in real time, the drama of this, don't forget, they need this to happen. If you're a leftist media operation, because you need the drama, you need the ratings. CNN's ratings are going up again because of the arraignment, the second Trump indictment. Pretty soon they'll have a third indictment, a fourth indictment, a fifth indictment. The fifth column in America is the illegals coming in and more Trump indictments that they can hide behind. This is what they want. And they know it's designed to depress you and demoralize you and the rank and file that are out there. This is what they want. They've already said that Biden's going to win a second term. I would say, America, did you get the memo? Yeah, they've already announced that. Did you get the memo, America? They've already said it's in the bag. Biden's going to win. They're already planning Biden's second party, his second inaugural party. And when he dies, you're going to have President Kamala Harris. We are in serious jeopardy as a nation. Serious problems. The things at the top are so bad. I tell people I still laugh at it, but there's a side of me, it's extremely serious. And I go, you better be preparing. This show is all about preparation. Go to survivemax.com. It's our website. Go to survivemax.com for the gear that you need, for the things that you need, because you're going to need things in the future. You're going to need gear, tools. You know me, I've always got guns and ammo. I was born with guns in the house, military family. And go to survivemax.com to get everything else.
Imagine a hurricane or tornado is 15 minutes from hitting your house. Would you know what to do? Would you know where to get the right supplies to protect yourself and your family? SurviveMax.com does. SurviveMax.com offers a wide spectrum of survival products at affordable prices to help you prepare for whatever Mother Nature can throw at you, whether you're prepping for a power outage or a zombie apocalypse. SurviveMax.com can help. SurviveMax.com. Visit them today. Visit SurviveMax.com now.
Hetzer and Wolf Studios, they are back helping out the show along with Irish Pirate or Tech Wizard. We always appreciate them doing a few things like that. Well, it's obvious to me that Jake Lang is back in his cell, incarcerated. Will not be making the show tonight, but of course we put it out there that he can always call back whenever it's convenient. The problem is on East Coast time, they're 3 hours ahead of us. We broadcast from Valhalla Studios in Arizona. What I'm going to suggest is that he leave an audio for Contra Radio, our other station, and then we'll play his recording on the air, which is what I proposed early on. I had a feeling that this may happen, or he may get distracted, or they may block his call. So either way, we set it up. We had our fingers crossed, hoping he would make it. And sometimes in life, the best intentions don't bring about the best results. But we'll have a great show on Thursday, and we'll get into the nitty-gritty of Trump again a little bit. But we're not going to spend the entire 2 hours on Donald J. Trump. We're just not. Our show has moved on past Trump. We bring him up as he needs to be brought up from time to a time. But we're not going to dwell on him. The people that think that these things can happen in America are getting a rude awakening. I say a rude awakening. And I've told you before, never underestimate how petty the Democrat Party can be. Never underestimate that. Never underestimate how petty your enemies can be. People can be extremely petty. Oh, yes. Just amazing to me what's going on in Europe. It's far, far worse. We have it pretty good over here. Australia's gone. New Zealand's in lockdown mode. They want to lock down Europe again. Mighty Europa. Well, they have third world mongrels coming into Ireland, UK, France, on the Calais coast, taking those little rubber boats over to England, London. That entire country is just out of control. The United Kingdom is no more. They have millions of people over there that should be deported. They've gotten in by hook or by crook, boat, plane, ferry across the channel. Terrible, just terrible. You know, they would have fared much better under Adolf Hitler, in my book. It's that bad in England. They would have fared so much better under the Third Reich, World War II. And if you're in the UK right now, you know I'm right. Are you guys having any fun over there? You walk outside, let me get this straight. There's third world Afrikaners everywhere with knives and machetes. You can't even put out your garbage, you get jumped and mugged. Your kids can't go to school. They're outnumbered 10 to 1 now. They're either Muslim, from the Middle East, or Africa. And if your little white boy or girl says anything, they get knifed, shanked, or killed, beaten up bad. I'm tired of watching videos on Twitter of white kids being beaten up. If you got a white family, teach your sons especially how to fight. Your daughters, too. Teach them how to fight. I was taught how to fight. I was taught hand-to-hand combat as a young kid, sports, but how to fight. Because we never knew what scrape we were going to get into. You didn't know. And that was just churning up back in the day. Now it's gone exponential. It's terrible. Get out of these problem areas if you can. Now the government in the UK is trying, as in America, they're trying to restrict people from leaving the smart cities, so-called smart, and moving out to the country where it's safer. See, the whites were saying, let's get out of here, white flight. And they're trying to restrict those real estate purchases. They don't want the whites to leave. They want you to stay where you can be miserable. I've always told you the leftists, their motto should be misery loves company. They love it when you're miserable. You have a rough time. They just think it's wonderful.
Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
You can't handle the truth unless you tune in to the Von Wehunt Show. That's right. He's no rhino. He's no paper-thin prosecutor standing in front of you in the courtroom. He's a real guy with real convictions, and he's got his own show on Thursdays on DarkSkyRadio.com at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Be there. Don't be a wimp.
I just gotta love it. That's from Wool Studios. Is Jack Nicholson is spot on, I should say. This Trump thing is going to go on because the media needs the ratings, period. And this whole thing with these, can you imagine being a political prisoner? Did you ever think you would get rounded up from a Trump rally, whether or not you did anything at all, just because you were there with boots on the ground, that you got rounded up, arrested, you've lost everything. You've got your entire life ruined. If you have a mortgage, they've already foreclosed on your house. If you had any nice things in your home or possessions, they're all at Goodwill now or a thrift store, right? Your cars have been repoed. You've lost all your friends. Nobody wants to associate with you unless you have any real friends. I would associate with you. I wouldn't give a rat's ass. But most people would shy away from that. They would look at you and kind of look down and cower and kick the sand, scamper away like the coward that they are. We tried to get Jake on the line tonight. So God's my witness. We tried. We did our best. But it's not his fault. I'm sure his call was blocked tonight. He's back in solitary. We'll hear about it here in a few days, the fallout. They probably did not want him to get on this powerful show. My best. And they figured out, they found a way to prevent it, to stop him from coming on. But can you imagine those people? I mean, terrible food, terrible nutrition, brutalized, beaten down, verbally assaulted, and probably physically. Guards hate you. They've been told you're the enemy. You're some white guy from Kansas or New York or Kentucky, Indiana, wherever, Arizona, Oklahoma. You're in that jail. The guards sneer at you, taunt you. They say that you'll never get out. We've got you now, right where we want you. You are unarmed. You are extremely impoverished. You are penniless. You are right where the government wants you to be, a shoeless peasant, totally impoverished, at the mercy of the government bureaucrat. In charge. It's exactly what's happening to those. They're getting a real taste of American democracy, aren't they? The American Democrat Marxist Party has them right in their sights. Sad but true. Sad testimony. If you would have told me 20 years ago that we'd have Americans locked up who did not do anything violent, did not bring a gun or a knife or a baseball bat or even a Boy Scout pocket knife to the Capitol grounds, that they'd be arrested, incarcerated, have a criminal record, be going up to federal judge, you know, court, jury, all the whole nine yards. And they'd be in there for 2.5, 3 to 4 years before their trial in solitary confinement. I would have told you you're crazy. That can't happen here. Can't happen in America. But it has. I'm telling you, these political levers, they say, of history are going round and round. And we are seeing things today that we used to hear about in Russia, in China. And I told you this soft march of communism has marched into America, and they've rolled out their agendas of feminism, gay pride march. They had gay pride all over the White House this entire week. Cultural Marxism, degeneracy at the highest levels of our government. We have a woke military, woke corporate America who believes in faggotry and fuckery. They believe in this. This is what they believe. This is what they want. Your Target stores now cater to filth, people that, you know, this woke and gay trans agenda is in the stores. Posters are everywhere. I saw one at a grocery store the other day. In your face, America. In your face. And this will continue and go on and on and on while the American people get madder and madder about it. This is the state that we're living in. Now, having said all that, I tell folks all the time, there's far worse countries than America. We have a lot going for us here, too. No, it's not perfect. It's not even the government that we really want right now. I agree. I get it. But Americans are still pretty comfortable for now. Most have homes, most have food, most have jobs, most have money, or at least what we call money, being fiat currency. So things could be really worse. We have relative pollution compared to the world. Most of our drinking water is pretty safe. Most of our local sheriffs are good. We still have many states that are red areas, red states. So I encourage you tonight, if you're out there listening, take the time, as I've told you on prior shows, to get the hell out of Dodge. If you are surrounded by militant Democrats or minorities or people that you view as communistic, get the hell out of there. Go someplace else. Pack up your bags. Sell your house. Move. This is the time to move and get going. Take action. Big, big believer in action. Like they always say in Hollywood, lights, camera, action. Make it happen. Don't just talk about it for 20 years and you never do anything and you call my show and you whine about it. The first thing I'll ask you is, what did you do 20 years ago, 10 years ago? Why weren't you doing this then? You're 40 years old now, or 45 or whatever. Come on. Don't be in miserable conditions your whole life like the January 6th prisoners. They have a rough time right now. Your prayers need to be with them and their families. And we do pray for all of them tonight. We do pray for peace in our land. We are prepared for anything at any given time. We see the writing on the wall, and we are not naive about it. So tonight, we thank you all for being here. We will talk on Thursday again from Valhalla Studios. We are signing off, and get prepared out there. God bless you all. We will talk again very soon as we all live in the jungle of America.